Hi, I'm John Anderson, and you're listening to the Rock Solid Podcast.
Make me a deal and make it good for me. I won't get full of myself, I can't afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis, and joining me in the Zoom room to promote his new album, True, please welcome back to the show, legendary vocalist, John Anderson. Good morning, John.
Hey, how are we doing?
I am doing great, John, and I got to tell you, I saw you perform in Thousand Oaks 2 weeks ago.
Woo.
Phenomenal.
That was a trip. That was a really good night, and the audience was fantastic.
You got a standing ovation after every song. You did. Because everyone was sitting, because we're older people now, but true. After every song, everyone up on their feet and cheering. It was amazing.
Good, good. Well, they're a great band, and the show's been going great everywhere we play. And singing along with us and standing up, and really beautiful.
Yeah, it was just fantastic. Now, the first thing I have to ask you is, who are the band geeks and how did you all get together?
Very, very simply, a friend of mine who lives in New York, he knows the band geeks, and he had a video of them performing Heart of the Sunrise, which is not an easy piece of music by Yes from the 70s. And I kind of freaked out. I just watched it and thought, my God, these guys are incredible. I got to get in touch with them. So a week or so later, I thought I'll call the bass player, Richie, and find out how they're doing, you know? So I just called Richie up and said, thank you so much for the performance. Would you be interested in going on tour together with me doing, Yes, classics and epics, as in Heart of the Sunrise? Of course, we'll do that. Yours, Notice Grace, All Good People, Close to the Edge, Gates of Delirium, Awaken. My head was going, bah! And of course, he said, yeah, we'd love to do it. Let me think about it. I said, okay. So within a couple of weeks, he decided that he and the guys in the band would love to do a tour. And that's what we did last August. We actually toured 12 shows, and it was magic. When I went to the rehearsal to go through the show itself, I could hardly breathe because they'd practice and practice, and they were just sounding perfect. And as I said to my wife, Jane, like being in Yes, you know, and we toured. And then at the end of the tour, I just said, we got to make an album. And that's what's happened. Hey, my wife, Jane. Good to see you.
There she is. Speaking of Jane, the last song on the record, thank God, it's a wonderful celebration of your wife, Jane. And when you two danced on stage together, Thousand Oaks, just beautiful, John. Just so fantastic.
Good.
I've been praying how you saved my life. This day I do recall. The first time I saw you was in my dreams. I dedicate to needing your love. All I know, there was something in your eyes, something I'd forgotten to say. Just held you in my arms that very first day, my heart in your hands that first spring. Thank God we're here, thank God I'm home, thank God you're in my life. We love to walk in the nature of things, together again, you and I.
Yeah, that song comes from 10 years ago. When, in fact, we were actually, more than 10 years ago, we were in Vancouver with Yes, recording The Ladder. And we had Christmas off, so I knew I had a friend who lives near Nashville who has a studio, Robin Crow. So we got together and hung out for a week, and I wrote a whole dozen songs with him. And one of them was Thank God.
It's a beautiful song. It's
Thank you. Wonderful. Thank you.
So, True is your first new music in about 5 years. How does this album differ from 1,000 Hands?
Well, basically, I'm working with a team of musicians. We would Zoom once a week, usually Tuesday, and we'd Zoom, and I'd send Richie a couple of ideas, like Counties and Countries and True Messenger, and he sent me Shine On and a couple of other things, and so we had a lot to talk about every Tuesday, and we'd go through the creativity, the creation, as though we're in the same room. We're on the same planet anyway, so it worked out. And it took us probably 2 months to get all the songs in order, and then another month to mix and add new lyrics or something like that, or little changes in the music. And then by January this year, we had it finished and sent it to the mastering, which is really kind of cool. And then so February comes, and we've got the album, and then the album cover, and so that's February, March, April. And then I'm going, I said, let's go on tour, you know, let's go on tour. And we did. And it was more like a celebration to be on tour again, knowing we've got an album in the pocket. So we had a great time together.
And you did weave three of the new songs into the set list. And they fit perfectly with the John Anderson catalog. Just
sure. It's true. Yeah, it's true. Especially performing them on stage, because that's going to be the next step. Next spring, we're going to tour doing Yes, Classic Epics, and then as much of True as we can. You know, it's the idea is there to mix them together. So they all sound like John Anderson and the Band Geeks.
Right, exactly. You don't want to create new music and then not have people hear it live. So I
am
appreciate-
right. Yeah.
Yeah. So I appreciate that you put those songs in there. Now there's a song on the record, True, called Once Upon a Dream. It's a 16 plus minute song, which you know, you're no stranger to epic songs like that.
True.
Sound out, took around, took around. Everything now moving out, moving out. It's enough to step around, looking for it. It's enough to chunk it, look around.
What I want to know is, do you set out to write a 16-minute song, or does it just happen?
It happens. I remembered a piece of music that I wrote with a good friend of mine called Jonathan Elias, and I've got a frog in my throat. One second. So I sent the music to Richie. And before I knew it, within about a couple of days, he sent it back saying, see what I've done at the beginning. Would you like that? And I said, yes, of course. It starts off with this chant, you know, this idea of building up a chant. I think I've got it written down here. Once upon a time, you were searching for dance around it, tick-a-tay, tick-a-tay. Cup of sound now, chukura, chukura. And then you know, the music builds up, and all of a sudden it bursts into a beautiful guitar phrasing and melodies. And it sort of built itself, if you like.
And I love how you name check Heart of the Sunrise in there too.
Yeah, there was that point where you get to a point in the semi-chorus that you want to sing something at the end. That's a, put it together, like the heart of the sunrise. Yeah, that'll do. Because you're putting it together like the heart of the sunrise. It's just trying to, you know, I'm looking at the lyrics because sometimes I forget what happened. This grand design, only one true meaning immortalized. All that we know, telling tales, look around. We laugh, we cry. I got a cough.
That's okay.
Change it up. Yeah, that first surprise, a crystal river between the lies, reaching out to everyone. Yeah, it's sort of like, as I say, it got to a certain point where I said, why don't we just go through the next stanza and then go into emptiness again, like, as in, very similar to, like, Close to the Edge, where it went really, like, cosmic-y.
Sudden cold shouldn't take away the startled memory. All in all, the journey takes you all the way. As apart from man,
not quite sure what's going on. It's like just sitting there like a sound energy. And then you hear some energy singing like angels, you know, and then I'll come in singing another part. And that's how we worked it. And he said, like this, and he's playing it now. And said, that's it. So in the distance, you have a sort of choir sound from a distance. And then, so the middle section started up where I was singing, let me see. I'll come over here. One second. The first surprise.
You're reliving the whole process all over again with me.
Yes. I'm trying to. It's enough to stick around. Shine on, sister, magic that changes you. Okay. Everything now moving out. One second. I'll find it. But I know I just. Once in a dream, you were an angel or something like that. Anyway, that's the idea, you know.
Just grows and grows.
Yeah, and it grew and grew, and then the middle section, and then towards the end of the section, I'd say, well, I've said enough what I'm going to do, and then the following day, the keyboard player was there in the studio, and I said, can you get a church organ that sounded really big? And I said, yeah. Said, all it needs is this. And so on. And that's what I used to do with the Yes when in the 70s. I used to just sing ideas, you know.
Yeah, it was refreshing to hear that song when I dropped the digital needle on the record. It was amazing. Whenever I go see one of my favorite veteran artists or legacy artists or whatever we want to refer to, people of a certain age now, and I tell them, hey, I just saw this band or I just saw that band, they always ask the same question. They say, how did he sound? How was the vocals? And I just want to tell people, go see John Anderson. He sounds fantastic. You are killing it, John. I don't know how, but you are.
Well, I'm blessed to be able to sing like I do. You know, like, because it's a gift somewhere. You know?
It's a gift.
Yeah.
Now, this band, Band Geeks, these guys were incredible. And correct me if I'm wrong, but during Owner of a Lonely Heart, the guitarist and bassist switched instruments.
Well, Richie's a multi-talented musician and a really incredible producer, because he sort of took over the production side of it, and I just sat there enjoying it. You know, I was sending him ideas, I was helping with here, there, and everywhere, but generally speaking, he was the kingpin.
Yeah, well, you know, we were watching Richie play bass so effortlessly, and then when he starts to rip into Owner of a Lonely Heart, my friend Murray and I, we just were like, our mouths dropped open. We were like, what? This is incredible.
No, he loves to rave on that guitar. My God.
Yeah. Hats off to Band Geek.
Yes.
Let me quick tell people so I don't forget. The album True is out now. John Anderson and the Band Geeks. JohnAnderson.com. Twitter, John Yes Epic. Instagram, John Anderson Music. Facebook.com/TheJohnAnderson. That's all the places you can find everything about John. And the tour is going to kick off again mid-September, I believe.
That's correct, yeah. We're going to be up New York's area and Philadelphia, and it's going to be fun.
The set list that I saw is sure to please anyone who likes Yes music and John Anderson music. I mean, it's just... I mean, there were no dead spots. Every single thing, it just keeps going and going and going. And then again, when you drop in, you know, one of the new songs, like Shine On, seamlessly fits right in.
Shine!
That's good. There was always that moment in time when you do a new song and say, we're going to do a new song now. I hope it's okay. And damn right, it was okay.
It sure was okay. And you also dropped in True Messenger.
Dream again, dancing over all the sense of reason.
true messenger. Again, also, that comes from 12 years ago. I was working with this guy, and we became real good friends, and we wrote some songs. And he actually does the music for South Park.
Oh, wow.
I love South Park.
Yes.
You know, it's pretty wild. And a lot of the music that comes in and out is what he does. And he's
John, have you been on South Park? Am I?
No.
Haven't? Okay. I was thinking, I'm like, has John been on South Park? I feel like that would be a great collaboration to see animated John Anderson.
Oh my God. What they would do to me. No.
When band geeks get into the room with you,
yeah,
obviously someone that they've listened to for years, how long does it take for their fandom to wear off and you become a unit?
A real person.
Yes, a real person.
Well, 5 minutes, you know.
Okay,
it's just
good.
The way it is, you know, they're very well-oiled sort of characters and very, they all play different instruments as well. It's kind of amazing. But they're just, you can hear them backstage before a show singing, you know, a Beach Boys song all together. It's kind of like, what? They warm up before the show, you know. I don't warm up before the show. I just hope.
You save it. You save it for the show.
Yeah.
So in my day job, I work with people that are younger than me. And I feed off their energy.
Yeah.
And I felt like this concert I just saw, that you were feeding off of their energy. And it was just a celebration all the way around.
Oh yeah.
You seemed so youthful up there. It gave me hope, John.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, I'm just having a good time.
Yeah. Good time. Yeah. Look, having fun goes a long way to keep you youthful and enjoying what you're doing.
Very true. Cause I've just been walking. I do this walk every morning up over the hills and far away. And then I started about 6 months ago, I started running as well. So I run and walk and run and walk.
And are you still in Santa Barbara?
Well, it's further north. It's called, the village is called Arroyo Grande. And we live up in the hills, away from everything, away from the chaos of the village.
And when you're out on this run, does anyone see you? Do they recognize you?
No, it's always the cars come by in a big wave to let them know that I can see the car.
Okay.
And now they're starting to wave back. You know, it's been a year or so since I've been doing this walk and run and walk and run.
My last question for you. After the album True has been put to rest with touring and album sales and all that good stuff, will you plan another record with the band geeks?
I'd love to. That depends on how far this album takes us. You know,
right.
Sometimes I get a phone call yesterday that there's interest in us going to South America, and then there's an interest in us going to Europe. And I just got to see how it all pans out, because obviously we got fans everywhere.
Yeah, for sure.
I remember when I got asked, no, I didn't get asked to leave. Yes, they said we're getting a new singer. I think because I wasn't very well, and they wanted to get on with life, you know.
Right.
And understood. And so I remember turning around to my wife after about 2 weeks, and I said, I'm going to go on stage and just sing all these songs with my guitar. Shall we go around the world? And we did, just an acoustic show, and I'd tell stories and things like that. And it became very magical for about 2 years. It saved my life, really. And when you go through that experience, you know that there's a big world out there, and that's what we want to do with this album.
Again, the album is called True. Any John Anderson fan is going to love this record. It just took me right back to all the things that I love about your music. So continued success with the tour, continued success with the band geeks.
Yeah.
Everyone, johnanderson.com. Look, if you've never seen John Anderson, what are you waiting for, guys? Get out there and go.
Thanks, Pat.
Thank you, John. Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye. John.
Hey there, how are you?
I am good. How are you doing this morning?
Very, 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 very good.